Blog Talk Radio.
From God's heaven to a manger, from great riches to the poor, came the Holy Son of God, a little child. From the azure halls of heaven to a lowly manger stall, Jesus came and here he gave his life.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nails. pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than that this world affords today, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be than anything that this world affords today.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Again, thank you for joining us. As the song said, I'd rather have Jesus. I know that is my prayer, that I will rather have Jesus, that you, brothers and sisters, will rather have Jesus than anything in this world, because this world is fleeting. Evil is becoming prominent. Let us pray, please. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know our hearts, oh Father, that is evil and desperate and wicked, Father. You know the desire, Father, that we have that is not from you, kind and loving Father. I ask that you will have us to search our heart, oh Father, to see if there's any wickedness in our hearts, Lord, and come to you and plead with you to remove it, Father, in the name of Jesus. There's many suffering, there's evil going on throughout the land, Lord, and have mercy upon us. Help us to plead for ourselves, for our family, Lord, for the church as a whole, Father, for the youth, Father, for the children, for those that are not living according to your will, Father, for the sinful men and women. Oh, Lord, help us, Lord, to have eyesight to see the things, oh Lord, that we need to see, Lord, and to know, Father, the spirit of discernment. Only you can give us these things. May we use them aright, Father. May we call upon you and spirit and in truth, Lord, to help us, oh Father, strengthen us where we are weak. Kind and loving Father, Lord, give us sympathy. Give us love for those that are less fortunate, those that are going through terrible time at this time, Lord. Hardship, Father, a lot of anguish and pain and suffering. Lord, we know you are soon to come, so the devil is having havoc upon your people, Lord. Help them to repent before it's too late. Just like the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord, there was a few faithful. Lord, there was people pleading, Abraham, our Lord Jesus pleading and waiting upon those that wanted to do right, wanted to be righteous, wanted to be saved, Lord. And those few came out, but yet they continue in sin, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Save us for your name's sake, O Lord. We are feeble. We are weak, Lord. Have mercy again. Bless us, Lord, as we come together, glorifying your name, magnifying your name, lifting up your name, lifting up the lost, lifting up the hopeless, lifting up those that are being abused, neglected, lifting up those that are doesn't have a place, Lord, doesn't have hope, those, Father, that are taking their life, Lord. Have mercy upon them that they will change that wicked mind, that evil perceived thing that's going on within them, O Lord, and they will choose life. They will choose you, Father. Please bless us again. Give us a spirit, O Lord, of you, Father, so that we can love each other and pray for each other daily. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us. We know God is good and he's worthy to be praised daily. Even time we don't feel like praising him, we are always to pray and to afflict our soul and to seek the Lord. Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24 says, "And it shall come to pass that before they call," to say before they is we, it's us, "I will answer, and I is the Lord. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear." So before we even finish our sentence, before we even get out everything that we have to say, the Lord hears and he answered it already. It's up to us to accept it and to claim it as long as it is according to the will of God. Let us have faith, brothers and sisters, as a mustard seed. Let us trust in the Lord with all our hearts, our soul, our mind, and lead not unto our own way and understanding. Because what we see and what we perceive are usually wrong, and the people we see that are, we think they're right doing, they're doing evil continuously. Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, please press 1 so that I can open your line. We know the Lord is good. He is worthy to be praised. We just have to thank him just for waking us up, for shelter, for food, for life. Amen. And he want to give us life eternal. And it's up to you to accept that. It's a free gift, and we all have to accept it. Amen. Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 1 says, "Thus says the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye built unto me, and where is the place of my rest?" So we know the Lord doesn't rest. He doesn't need rest like us. And he created this earth. He created this world for us to dwell on, for us to have a place to live. Let us live for him. Let us give him our mind, our soul, our body afresh. Let our afflict our soul and each and every day come to him and repent from any sins that we have. There's people suffering, brothers and sisters. The world is becoming evil and evil. I'll go ahead and open the first line again. Thank you. Please press 1 if you have a prayer request, if you would like to offer prayer. We would like to have as much prayer as possible. Also, a song of meditation or a quote or something from your devotion. Please press 1 to share. 857-505, your line is now open.
Sister Paula, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We can hear you.
My name is Brother Eva. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, I'd like to thank God because God is good. God is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. There is no one else like him. Sister Carla, I want to sing a special song tonight at this moment. Sister Carla, before I sing, I have a prayer request. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Carla. Pray for my mom. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, don't forget to lift up Brother Jihari on this prayer line. Brother Jihari is on this prayer line. He's listening on this prayer line. I don't know. Did he push number 1 already? So he might be on the green line, Sister Carla. So Sister Carla, tell Brother Jihari to push number 1 because I thought push number 1. So don't forget to listen up and pray. Pray for Jihari. So we may pray for his staff. Pray for the group home. Lift up Jihari's Marianne. Sister Marianne, Sister Brittany, lift up Jihari's other roommate. I forgot his name, but Jihari, you have to text me his name. And don't forget to pray for Sister Michelle. Lift up Sister Michelle and pray Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, pray for everyone. And pray for Brother Jihari. He's on the prayer line. Let me sing a song before Sister Carla, before you share with Brother Jihari, let me sing a song right now. Right. Yes, please join the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, do only in the word the King. Oh, do only in the word the King. Oh, do only in the word the King. Oh, come on now. Oh, do only in the word the King. Oh, do only in the word the King. Oh, we're the word again. Oh, come on, everybody. Righteousness, peace. Hallelujah, Sister Carla. Do you share for Brother Jihari? Yeah, I think he's on the prayer line. Read Psalms 24, Sister Carla, because he's on the prayer line. Read Psalms 24 for Brother Jihari and tell him to share his testimony and prayer request.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Amen. Thank you for coming on, for sharing, Brother Eli. We will definitely lift up Brother Jihari if he's on. He can press 1 at any time so that I can open his line. And anyone that would like to share, please press 1, and we're going to pray for your prayer request, Brother Eli. Praise the Lord. God is good. And brothers and sisters, I might be having, I don't know, hopefully everyone can hear me well. My phone has been acting up. I think it's time for a new one. So just keep me in prayer that, everyone can hear me well, that it will be okay until I get a new one. Till I go and search. I don't know about phone which one is best, but praise the Lord, I'll ask someone to see which phone is best for me to get, and by God's grace, God is good again. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 through 17 read, it says, this I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary. They're different. They're against each other. They're contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. So we see, if we're not walking in the Spirit, we will fulfill the lust of the flesh. We will do the things of the flesh, which things that are sinful, you know, we'll do the lust of the flesh, which is enmity. It's sinful. It's against the will of God. But if we are walking in the Spirit, we're going to do the things, spiritual things. We're going to do right things. We're going to have right thoughts. We're going to be interceding for others. We'll be selfless. We won't be selfish. Amen? So let us walk in the Spirit so that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? Let us ask the Lord for help. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, brothers and sisters, again, thank you for joining us. Happy Thursday. Amen. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. So I just want everyone, you know, to press one, to have a prayer in your heart, devotion, encouragement for those that are lost, those that are going down the wrong path, and which is the path for to destruction. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the next line, 518-489. Your line is open.
Good night, Sister Carla. This is Sister Pauline from upstate New York. I am not going to stay on the line for too long because I'm not feeling good. I'm just asking my brothers and sister to lift me up in prayer. I know there is nothing too hard for God. And I know he's able to do all things, so I am trusting him and depending on him. I have been getting few attacks, but I know God is there always, as he said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, all things shall be added unto us. He also told us that he is God and he wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health. He also told us in his word that he healed all our diseases. And I'm telling you, I just have to say, Lord, I am depending upon you, and I depend upon your word. I trust your word. So I thank my family members who are around me and also my church brothers and sisters, you know, that I can call and talk to and let them pray. And I do know that God hears prayer. And so last night I didn't get a good rest at all. I am telling you, it was so hard, but he carried me through, and I safely through the night, and I saw a good day, and today it's much a better day, a better feeling, and I just want to give God thanks for it. So I'm just going to offer a word of prayer and just ask my brothers, I won't be too long, to keep me in prayer. Heavenly Father, this moment we come before you just to say thank you. We thank you for your love, your mercies. We thank you that we can join in this form, dear God, to give you the praise that due to you, because all praise and honor go to you. As we present our brothers and sisters on Advent Light, Lord. Lord, those who travel, dear Father, those who are returning back home, we ask you for safe journey, traveling mercies for them. Lord, as we listen to Brother Eli, pray for Jairi and his mother and all the others, Miss Perez and all the others that he prayed for. We lift him, these names to you, dear, and we believe that you are hearing them, and we know that you will work with these names, dear Father, and just allow your people to be obedient so that they will have a relationship with you. Now, dear Lord, I present all of us on Advent Light Board, Brother Rick, Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, Sister Carlo, and her children, Sister Leola. She prayed for Jarvis and her grandchildren and Nicole and Brother Ray. As we lift up Sister Brenda to you who travel over this week, Lord, we thank you that you have carried them safely. As we lift up dear Father, Brother Judy, and baby Caleb and Sister Melissa, Father, continue to bless, continue to keep Sister Maitland and Brother Maitland. We lift them up to you, Lord. There are so many people on Advent Light. And as we present them to you, help us, dear Father, that as we worship, help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Mother O'Neill, we lift Elder Richardson, dear God, we lift them up. So, Father, this moment, you know all what is happening to your daughter. And, dear God, because I know you are the great physician, you are the healer, Father, and there is nothing too hard for you. And you told me that you can heal all my diseases or anything that may come upon us if we trust you. Help us to help me to believe in your word, Father God, and keep me, guide me, protect, and bless the speaker tonight who will be presenting the word. And help us, Lord, to be faithful, because we know that your coming is near, dear God. So many things is happening, as our dear sister said. It is all over, dear God, and there are pure wickedness and evil, Lord. But you are God, and you told us that it is going to happen, and we saw it. Help us, Lord, to study your word and to draw closer each day to you. Thank you tonight for hearing, and thank you for answering my life in your hands. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Yes, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayer. I will continue to pray for you and lift you up, that you will have healing and restoration and, you know, peace of mind, and that you will recover whatever is going on, that God will touch your body. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, for the prayer. Amen. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. If you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading, please press 1 so that I can open your line. We know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. Amen. Psalms chapter 119 and verse 65 reads, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." So it says nothing will offend us, and we will have great peace if we love the law of the Lord. Amen. And also verse 172 reads, "My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precept. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord." As even right now, I'm longing for the Lord's salvation, for his mercy towards us, for his protection, his love that endured to all generations. Again, let us trust the Lord. Let us call upon him, not only in the good time, I'm sorry, not only in the bad time, but in the good time also. Let us intercede for others. Amen. And if this is your first time calling, you can also press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you're a new caller. And if you want to share your name and where you're calling from, if you want to offer a word of prayer, a devotion thought, or a scripture reading, also press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. Again, I just want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters for coming on and sharing. As we know, Brother Mozart will be speaking this evening, so he will be coming on shortly. He will be speaking this evening, so if you need to invite anyone else, go ahead and do that also. Yes, so we will have Brother Mozart come on and speak this evening. Amen. Again, press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading so that I can open your line. And until then, I'll just share from Adventist Home. This is chapter 14, Adventist Home. Conversion, a request. Religion ensure family happiness. So religion ensure family happiness. Again, this is Adventist Home, chapter 14. Family religion is a wonderful power. The conduct of the husband towards the wife and the wife towards the husband may be such that it will make the home life a preparation for entrance to the family above. Let me read that again. It says, family religion is a wonderful power. The conduct of the husband towards the wife and of the wife towards the husband may be such that it will make the home life a preparation for entrance to the family above. And we know when the husband and the wife are getting along, there's love, there's true, you know, godliness, there's not selfishness, you know, and then that's passed on to the children. They're seeing that, and they're become a part, you know, it's a unity, you know, the family praying together, fasting together, studying together. That is powerful. Let me continue reading. Hearts that are filled with the love of Christ can never get very far apart from religion is love. And a Christian home is one where love reigns and finds expression in words and acts of thoughtfulness, kindness, and gentle courtesy. Amen. Religion is needed in the home. Only this can prevent the grievous wrong, which so often embitter marriage life. Only where Christ reigns can there be deep, true, unselfish love. Amen. Then soul will be knit with soul, and the two lives will blend in harmony. Angels of God will be guests in the home, and their holy vigil will hollow the marriage chamber. Debasing sensuality will be banished upwards to God. Will the thoughts be directed to Him? Will the heart devotion ascend? Amen. So it's a blessing when we have Christ in our home, in our heart, in those that are married, in their married life, in their family life, you know, even wherever you go, you're taking Christ with you at work, to church, in your neighborhood, you're showing others the love of Christ. One more paragraph. In every family where Christ abides, a tender interest and love will be manifest from one another. Not a pragmatic love expressed only in fond caress, but a love that is deep and abiding. Agape love. Deep and abiding. It's not pragmatic. It's not just one in, one out. This is always, you know, always a smile and a helpful hand and just inviting, you know, present, welcoming others and, you know, showing them the love of Jesus. This is what we all should be practicing as Christians. Amen. Again, if you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading, please go ahead and press 1 so that I can open your line before we go into prayer. I just want everyone to get a chance to share. Amen. Okay, I'll go ahead and also read. This is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1 through 3. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. And this is for each and every one of us, to write them upon the table of our heart. Mercy and truth. Amen. And we should not forget the law of the Lord. We should always remember his law, and our hearts should keep his commandments. Because when we're keeping the law and the commandment, you know, we're doing right. We're thinking right. Our actions are right. Amen. Amen. So we'll get ready to pray in a few minutes. Before Brother Mozart, go ahead and offer a word of prayer. I'm sorry, come on and give us a brief message for this evening. Amen. And I'd just like to share one more reading. Okay. This is today's devotion, Exploring the Universe is the title. It said, now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And this is 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12. And it continued reading, said, now we see through a glass darkly, we behold the image of God reflected as in a mirror in the works of nature and in his dealing with men. But then we shall see him face to face without a dimming veil between. The love and the sympathies which God himself has planted in the soul shall there find trust and sweetest exercise, the pure communion with holy being, the harmonious social life with the blessed angel and with the faithful one of all ages who have washed their robe and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The sacred ties that bind together the whole family in heaven and earth, these help to constitute the happiness of the redeemed. Their immortal mind will contemplate with never failing delight the wonders of creative power, the mysteries of redeeming love. There will be no cruel deceiving folds to tempt to forgetfulness of God. All the treasures of the universe will be open to the study of God's redeemed. Unfettered by mortality, they wing their tireless flight to worlds afar, worlds that thrill with sorrow at the spectacle of human woe and rang with songs of gladness at the tidings of a ransomed soul. With undimmed vision, they gaze upon the glory of creation, sun and stars and system, all in their appointed order, circling the throne of deity upon all things, from the least to the greatest.
the Creator's name is written, and in all are the riches of his power displayed. And the year of eternity, as they roll with bright, rich, and still more glorious revelation of God and of Christ, as knowledge and progressive, so will love, reverence, and happiness increase. The more men learn of God, the greater will be their admiration of his character. As Jesus opened before us the riches of redemption and the amazing achievement in the great controversy with Satan, the heart of the ransom thrill with more fragrant devotion and with more rapturous joy. They sweep the harp of gold and 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands of voices unite to swell the mighty chorus of praise. Amen. What a glorious day that will be, brothers and sisters. I just thank the Lord for him giving his life for each and every one of us as a ransom for you and for me. So let us continue to live for him. Amen. Let him live within us. Amen. I'll go ahead and open the line for a caller who has pressed 1. Again, press 1, brothers and sisters, if you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading so that I can open your line. Good evening. 631-552. Your line is now open.
Pleasant good night. Pleasant good night to you, Sister Caller. Pleasant good night to the Virgin and Virgin means sisters and brothers on the line. And it's a pleasure to be calling in. I want to thank God for his goodness and for his grace and his mercy. I'm not really a fan of Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas, and Christmas is not biblical. But this is an opportunity that we can go and witness to wherever we are invited to go, by telling them of what the Savior has done for us. And yesterday I was invited to Brooklyn, two different places. And most of these people are people that eat a lot of flesh diet and whatever. But I told them I'm coming, I will take some quinoa and some chickpea stew. So I made it, spent like 3 hours making it, and then I take it there. And everybody was amazed and says, I want to eat like you on this diet. This diet seems like the best. I said, this is a diet that God gave man from creation, a plant-based diet, but based on sin, people drift and eating whatever they please, which is pleasing to their eyes. So they said that it tastes good and they enjoyed it. And if they need any assistance in preparing it, they would contact me. And they say, why you don't open up something that we could get this? You know, like the people are making their requests. But I just use this to say that even though we know that Christ did not born on December 25th, we know December 25th is pagan holiday from Tammuz and Nimrod, come up all these pagan goddesses and gods. So we can use the opportunity where we can go, if we're invited places, we could go to share things in a different way, in a practical way for them, so that we can understand that the significance of what has happened by the Creator coming to this world to rescue. I want to share a quote from the book, Lift Him Up. That's Lift Him Up, page 374.4. And it's also in the Great Controversy, page 626 and 627. It says, though the enemies may thrust them into prison, Yet dungeon walls cannot cut off the communication between their souls and Christ. One who sees their every weakness, who is acquainted with every trial, is above all earthly powers. And angels will come to them in lowly cells, bringing light and peace from heaven. The prison will be as a palace, for the rich in faith dwell there. And the gloomy walls will be lighted up with heavenly light, as when Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises at midnight in Philippian dungeon. So you see, though in the time of trouble is coming, when many of us will be placed in trying situation, it says those in the prison will be as a palace, because the presence of God is there, and where the presence of God is, there's peace. And it goes on to say that when Joseph was in prison and all the men were in their situation, when Elijah was in his situation, did a great thing for God and was fearful of Jezebel, God was there for him to rescue him. So in whatever situation we may be going through on the line, the assurance and the promises that God has given to man of old, a man in time past, it's still the same promises that he gives to each and every one of us who are faithful. God, he promised us, one of the things that he left with his disciples and to each and every one of us is that he would never leave nor forsake us. Anybody leaving is us, and we should not let go of that hand that can keep us from all alarm. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Carla. I ask for your prayers for me and my children, my family. And 2020 is a decisive year in my life. And the process started from 2019. So I just ask for your prayers, because a lot of decisions to be made, but I'm not activated by my feelings or myself. I just want the will of God to be done, because the only purpose in this life is to fulfill the will of God. As Christ says, "You delight to do thy will, O God. Thy law is within thy heart." So the law of life is to do the will of God. Thank you for opening up my life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for coming on, and also thank you for sharing. May the Lord continue to bless you. And you were talking about, you know, Christmas, you know, it's a pagan holiday, and how the world is celebrating. We as Christians, can do good on this day. We can, show the love of Christ. And as I, you know, myself don't celebrate it, but I saw it was a good time for me to give a couple people, especially those that run the facility and the charge nurse and a doctor and my client. I have personal clients, so the wife and the husband, because last year, well, it wasn't for Christmas, I gave my other client family a stack of books. Like, that family got Desire of Ages, Steps to Christ. They got like about 3 or 4 books. But this year I gave like a little bag with Steps to Christ, you know, a cup with something for tea. So I told him, you know, while you're drinking your tea, you can be reading, and you know, and it was just a blessing to, you know, to give them that and share it. And I pray that they will open it and read it and, you know, get to know Christ for themselves and draw closer to him. Amen. And also, the Lord is so good at my employees, you know, blessed me with bonus. And I was like, Lord, you know, I ought to do good with this money, and which I did. I was able to bless others with it. And I just thank the Lord for giving me his love and his being able to, willing to give and to help as needed, you know, not looking for anything in return. It's a blessing. It's just a joy. And it's better to give than receive. And I truly believe that. And if we have, we ought to share and give with others. so that they can be blessed in return. We're receiving a blessing. And sometimes, you know, we bless others behind the scenes, but God will bless us openly. But we're not looking for that. It's just how it happens. That's just, you know, how the Lord works. So continue to be a blessing in others' lives, brothers and sisters. Continue to be an encouragement. Continue to pray for others. Amen. So if there's no one else that has pressed one or would like to share, I will do a brief prayer before I open the line for Brother Mozart. Amen. Kind, loving Father, Lord, we thank you ever so much for this beautiful day. We thank you for life. Lord, you want to give us life more abundantly. That's life with you, life eternal, Lord. What more can we ask for? Father, we just thanking you right now for all that you have done, all that you're doing, Lord. We present our life right now before you, Lord, that you will take it and use it, Father, to glorify you, Lord. Help us to walk in the purpose that you have for each and every one of us. Help us to fulfill that, kind and loving Father. Because without you, we're nothing. We were created by you, for you. We have a specific purpose in life. Help us to know that purpose in life and help us to walk according to your will, Father. As in the scripture said, if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Lord, help us to walk in the Spirit, Father, so that we cannot, will not desire not to fulfill the lust of the flesh as the evil and those that are deceived are doing, Father. We even pray for them, Lord, that they will be convicted, that they, Lord, will have a change of heart and they will give their life to you and forsake sin and every evil practice. Lord, we pray for the youth among us, the children, kind and loving Father. Lord, there's terrible things happening in the world, and it's going to get worse and worse, Lord. Evil and wickedness is becoming prominent, Father. We know you're soon to come, Father. Help us to prepare ourselves. Help us to prepare our heart, our home, our community, our church, our workplace, Lord. Help us to tell others the good news that you're soon to come. And you're just coming for a few, those that are righteous, those that are found righteous, Father, spotless, Father. No sin, no guile in their mouth, Lord. Help us to reach that height, Father. Lord, I ask that you will bless the messenger and the message this evening, Lord, that you will speak through Brother Mozart, Lord. May you continue to bless him and use him in a mighty way. Bless his family also, each family represented on this line, Father, the unspoken prayer requests, Lord, even before we thought of it, even before we asked, Lord, you know of these requests, Lord, and as your word said, you already answered them. It's us. It's up to us to take a hold on those answered by faith and acknowledge you and the things that you have done by faith. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We glorify, we magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I will go ahead and open the line for Brother Mozart. At this time, the line is open.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Sister Carla. Brothers and sisters, it is always a joy to spend these moments together. And we know, as Christians, that the breath that is in our nostrils, it is given to us only for the glory of our Maker and our God. In Isaiah 43, verse 7, it says that everyone that is called by my name, I made them for my glory. And I thank Sister Carla for giving me the opportunity to bring a few words of encouragement and a few words of faith to everyone that is listening. My name is Mozart de Wozier. I I'm not going to make this about, it's not going to be about a personal testimony. I just want to share something that I've been witnessing this past month up until today, actually. And we know how heavy the month of December is when it comes to the holidays. And I just want to touch on a few things. I was doing a devotion this morning with one of my sons. And actually it was yesterday I was doing it with him, and it was out of the book Sons and Daughters of God. Sons and Daughters of God. And it says, that's the first paragraph. It says, "He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." That is found in Revelation 2 verse 26. That is quoted in Sons and Daughters, page 366, paragraph 1. And the title of the devotion piece is called "We Have Power Over the Nations." So I don't think the title deserves any explanation. It explains itself, that the sons and daughters of God have power over the nations. You know, I hope that everybody has their Bibles, because we know in Matthew 4, verse 4, it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And every time that we have the chance to get together and to fellowship and to commune with each other and to call on the name of the Lord and make sure that we have our sword, our compass with us. Those of you who are familiar with the times in which we live and what we are supposed to be going through individually, then we understand there's a screening happening as we speak. And the screening is happening on so many. I just want to give a disclaimer. I have a 5-year-old son. You may hear him every now and then in the background. He would not leave me for a minute, but I will try my best to keep him alert of what is being done. And in the meantime, just pray for me, pray for my family. We're going through quite a transition, and I believe everyone that is called by God's name is going through a transition as we speak. You know, they may vary in nature, but they are all meant to refine our character so that we can be about the name of Jesus Christ. In John 1 verse 12, we read, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Amen. Amen. So yesterday, the whole world was celebrating. And when you ask everyone what they're celebrating, they are close to tell you Christmas. But Christmas means so many things to so many people. The word Christmas is a compound word. When you break it up and break it down, it is Christ Mass. And I don't want to go through the etymology of the word. I just want to coin John 1 verse 12. And this piece that I read from Sons and Daughters of God about we having power over the nations. And we know that the power comes from God to those who receive him. So now, if the world celebrated Christ yesterday, does that mean that the world has received Christ? Because he says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. What is this power they're talking about here? Living in these last days, we know a time is coming that the world will be in total darkness. We read it in Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3, where gross darkness will overwhelm the people. Why? What is this power? I invite you all to go to Romans 1. Romans 1, verse 16 and 17. Romans 1, verse 16 and 17. Obviously, there was a lot of festivities yesterday, a lot of merry-go-round and people sharing and bringing gifts and receiving gifts and celebrating. But I'm not sure if everyone, you know, the world over, secular world and within the Christian world, if they were celebrating Jesus Christ. We know that our Savior, Lord and Savior, he was not born on December 25th. You know, sometimes I think to myself and I say, but why are people so adamant about making sure that everyone they can speak to, everyone that is within their circles of influence, no, especially Seventh-day Adventist Christians, why are we so adamant about letting people know that Jesus Christ was not born on December the 25th, and that it is a pagan tradition to celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday on December 25th. You know, we can go about so many things, going to the Bible, looking for the exact date of Jesus Christ's birth. But I think I don't think we will find the exact date. But we have clues that tell us that the baby Jesus his birth. And the angel Gabriel came to Mary. It says on the sixth month. And I would think that is between the month of August and the month of September, depending on the Hebrew calendar. And we know that a human being takes about 9 months of gestation before baby comes out. So it cannot, mathematically, it would be wrong to count from either August or September for the baby to be born in December. So we can rule that out. But in the meantime, we know, we've been counseled as Seventh-day Adventists, that every time there's an opportunity to make known into the, to the world what we believe, and we have been given so much. Our literature from pseudo-prophecy, we are bidden to spread them like leaves of autumn. And I remember when I was on the ship, and they would have secret Santas. People would give gifts to others, and I would take the opportunity. My wife would help to wrap the books up, Steps to Christ, National Sunday Law, Happiness for Life. Oh, I love these books. A Great Controversy. We wrap them up, and then we would share them. And that's what I did before I left the ship. But I'm saying all this to bring forth the crux of our purpose in these last days, knowing what is coming. When we are ready to defend Christmas as a legitimate tradition, a legitimate holiday, when we know holiday is a compound word, which means holy day, and all this, all these holidays are a distraction from the only holy day out of 7 days of the week. And the people of God are given power over the nations. So if we have power over the nations, can we be in darkness with the nations? All right, let's go to Romans 1, verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. Verse 16, and now we'll go on to verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Mercy. Every time we read the Bible, every time we read a verse, we see how every verse is intertwined into another. You know, just reading these two verses, I can see, you know, a web of scriptures coming out of, you know, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So if we are to live by the word of God, because that's what our faith is, the faith that was once given to the saints, as we read in Jude 3, how do we make sense of Christmas being the birth of Christ? Because if the people are celebrating, you know, and in their mind it is the birth of Christ, and we know better, how do we enlighten them? Because if we have power over the nations, when I was in the military, I was an electrician, and it is one of the most revered rate in the Navy. Because everything on the ship runs on electricity. People have all kinds of philosophical approaches to their rates. Rates are the jobs. that people do on the ship. Some of them are mechanics. Some of them are, medics. Some of them are aviators, radio men, torpedo men. You have all kinds of people, all kinds of jobs on the ship. But as soon as power is taken, as soon as you have a power outage, everybody's at a standstill. And my brothers and sisters, we are about to witness a standstill on this world. Gross darkness will come over the people. And only the people, as we read in John 1 verse 12, that have received Jesus Christ, he will give them power. While the world will be without power or in darkness, only the sons and daughters of God will have power. And we read in Isaiah 60, I want to make sure, I'm sorry if I'm jumping from scripture to scripture, I tend to lose track of time, and I ask that you all pray for me, because I just love how scripture, weaves into scripture. In Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3, and it says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Verse 3, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." Amen. So if the Gentiles and the kings will come to the brightness of our rising, then that means the Gentiles and the kings of the earth will be in total darkness. But yesterday, I noticed that not only the secular world was in harmony with each other. I mean, every sector of the secular world took a break. They paused. This is one of the holidays where the term holiday is associated with rest. It's like almost everything is shut down. Such a counterfeit to the Holy Sabbath. And we have brothers and sisters just into it, knee deep, neck deep. And it was really alarming to see how the secular world and the Christian world came to have one mind on a day that is not the holy day. That is scary. That is scary. We read in Revelation 17:13 that the time is going to come when the people of the world will be of one mind. And the people of God, the sons of God, the daughters of God, Christ bids us in Philippians 2 verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which it was also in Christ Jesus." So we have the battle of two minds. The world's mind and Christ's mind. Yesterday was alarming to see people that profess to be Christian imbibing in one of the devices of the enemy. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11 says that we are not ignorant of his devices, my brothers and sisters. It is a very hard thing to break away from, especially Christmas. I remember I was born and raised in a third world country. I was in a public school on Christmas Day. The first lady of the country, the third world country, came to our school. That's not something you see every day. The first lady of the country came to our school to give toys. So it was implanted in our minds very early, you know, that Christmas Day is a joyous occasion. And whatever we want to associate with it must be good. And I thank God in His mercies that He has opened my eyes to see the trap that is in this tradition, in this holiday, that will catch a lot of Christians by surprise. You know, within our ranks, some of us have the tendency of quoting Ellen White because she wrote that it is okay to have a Christmas tree in our churches and stuff like that. But when we read Matthew 19, I think verse 7, when when the question of divorce came up and it was said, why? And Jesus said that divorce came because of the nature of our hearts. It was given unto us. And because we really needed it. We wanted it. We wanted it. And it's, I think it's the same thing with the Christmas spirit, which is really a spirit. You know, people are quick to look around and see why can't we be happy just like them? And it's a festive occasion. Everybody's happy. We don't have to be gloomy. Why can't we be happy with them and do as they do? But we read in Revelation 2, verse 26, he says, to him that overcometh. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation 2, verse 26. There is no record in the Bible out of the 33 years or 33 and a half years that Jesus Christ lived on this earth that he kept one as his birthday. But Herod kept a birthday. Why couldn't Jesus keep a birthday? I digress. My brothers and sisters, we are to be wise. And as we go into these festivities, these holidays that continue to proliferate throughout the world so that we can forget the only day that is holy. And we ask God to give us wisdom and not to lash out to, you know, against those people that may not have the eyes out to see, you know, what we can see. Because somehow the Lord will have to use us to bring these people along, because it is said in Isaiah 60 verse 3 that and the Gentiles shall come to thy light and kings to the brightness of thy rising. So my brothers and sisters, we have a solemn work to do. And every time that we have a holiday, we are to take a step back and think, what is this faith that we ought to live by? If we are to live by faith, the just shall live by faith. What can we do, you know, in these moments that the world is having parties and taking breaks and trying to rest from labor. The world is resting from labor on a holiday. I mean, do we really catch that? The world is resting from labor on a holiday. 6 days. Thou shalt do all thy work, but the seventh day. Exodus 20 verses 8 through 11. And we have the counterfeits all around us. The world is resting on a holiday or on holidays from labor. On a holiday. I think in Job, I think it is said in Job 14. Job 14, verse 4, I believe. Says, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. So if we are sinful, can we make a day holy? Can we have holidays? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Job 14. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Job 14, verse 4. So man is trying to usurp the position of God, to declare himself God. And God says, come unto me, all ye. Oh, that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. But men do not want to go to Jesus Christ. They want to rely on their own strength. And this is why. It is in a matter of moments. The world will be covered in total darkness. Because in Jeremiah 17, verse 5, it says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in men and maketh his flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. And we see that darkness is insinuated in verse 6 where it says that, for he shall be like the heath in the desert and shall not see. When you cannot see, there is darkness. There is darkness. And it is brought about because man believes to be his own savior, his own lawgiver. And that cannot be. Because Job says in Job 27, verse 3, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. So everyone that is breathing owes their breath to the Creator, the God of heaven, Jesus Christ. Isaiah 42, verse 8, he says that he will not give his glory to another. He will not share it. and mankind is trying to steal glory from the maker of the universe. So my brothers and sisters, I don't want to go forward anymore. Every time I think about it, the scriptures are piling up in my brain, and I want to spit them out, and I lose track of time. I don't want to go there. I want to incite a sense of curiosity in all of us as we go forward from the year 2019. Today is the last Thursday of the year. We are about to face some stupendous moments, some stupendous events in the year 2020. It is time for us to make our election sure. Because last verse that I want to read is in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 19, it says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Brothers and sisters, it is time for us to depart from iniquity. And in order for us to know iniquity, in order for us to depart from iniquity, we must be able to tell what iniquity is. And the standard by which we measure everything in life is by the law, the Ten Commandments of God, the Ten Commandments, which is supposed to be as frontlets between our eyes. In Psalms 1, verse 1 through 3, it says that it is the subject of our meditation, day and night. I'm paraphrasing. Day and night. In Psalms 119, verse 18, it says that we'll look into the law to see wondrous things. Paraphrasing again. To see wondrous things. And when we let Jesus Christ come into the heart to write his law into our hearts so that we may not sin against him, then we will have him in us and we will be the light that we are supposed to be in Matthew 5 verse 14, the light of the world. We are supposed to be the light of the world. We are supposed to have power over the nations. May the Lord bless you all. Again, this power over the nations. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Matthew 24 verse 14 says, and this gospel, oh, my brothers and sisters, aren't you smiling? This gospel, it's not any gospel, it is this gospel. Revelation 14, 6 through 12. It is the everlasting gospel, the three angels' message that we ought to have written on our hearts that we may say, hear, and do. That's what separates us from the rest of Christianity. The rest of Christianity is putting on the mind of the enemy. The mind of the enemy has the ability to believe and not do, because the enemy is judged. The enemy is judged. His probation is closed. In order for us to do what we believe, it is Christ. It is Christ, it says in Philippians 2, verse 13. I must read. I apologize if I said that. I said that was the last. But I must read this one, Philippians 2. Philippians 2, verse 13. So we understand why is that when we say we believe, but we cannot do, it is because we may be espousing the mind of the enemy. It says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do verse 19 says, the devil also believed and trembled, but he cannot do, because the heart, the door to his heart is closed. Probation is closed on him. Christ cannot enter his heart so that he can do right. And when we say we believe, and then we are doing just like the world, we are putting on the mind of the enemy. We must allow Christ to come in. So when we say we believe and that we live by faith, and faith without works is dead, James 2 verse 14, my brothers and sisters, we will not be able to be the light of the world. We will not be able to have power over the world. We will be just like the nations. We must be a peculiar people among the nations. I do not want to go forward. The scriptures are coming again. I pray that everyone is blessed, and I pray that everyone has heard something new. And the scriptures are our compass. We live by them, and we die by them. But we know if we die because of scripture, it is gain. Because the words, Jesus Christ says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life, in John 6, verse 63. May God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Mozart, for that profound message at this time. Such a timely message, brothers and sisters. I pray that you have been blessed and that you had your pen, your notebook, and your Bible in hand to write down all this, the verses that was given. Amen. And I just want to leave this verse with you. And just a reminder, let us not be ignorant of Satan's device. Let us not be ignorant of Satan's device. In Jeremiah chapter 18, starting at verse 11, it reads, now therefore, go to speak to the men of Judea and to the inhabitant of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your way and your doing good. God wants us to, each and every one of us, to return from our evil ways and make our way good. Verse 12. And they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own device, and we will everyone do the imagination of this evil heart. Have mercy. Verse 13, therefore, thus said the Lord, ask ye how long the heathen who had heard such things, the virgin of Israel, had borne a very horrible thing. So, brothers and sisters, continue to trust in the Lord. Continue to seek his faith. Amen. And I pray again that you have a blessed night. God bless you. Have a good night. Thank you again.